Borgeson says Golden Valley stopped work on EcoGreen's proposal after the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, told GVEA officials that the agency hasn't yet issued a docket number for the proposal.
And we've been advised by FERC that they need to do that, and that at this point they are not a qualified facility.
The Federal Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act requires independent power producers like EcoGreen to be certified by FERC as a so-called qualifying facility, or QF, in order to provide power to the grid produced by renewable energy. EcoGreen last month proposed to sell 55 megawatts of electricity generated mainly by wind that's backed up by a battery storage system and a series of propane-fired generators. Borgeson says Golden Valley's study of the proposal is already well along.
We've come quite a bit of the work, but until we are certain that EcoGreen has dotted its I's and crossed its T's, we're going to stop all further work.
EcoGreen partner Mike Kraft says the company filed a QF application with FERC on December 28th, the same day it requested that Golden Valley conduct an interconnection study. So Kraft says he doesn't know why the agency hasn't processed the company's application and issued a docket number.
And I'm not sure if it was a fact that the government was shut down or what the problem was.
Kraft is a Fairbanks-based developer who built and operates a wind farm in Delta Junction. He says one of his partners in Colorado will refile the QF application today, and this time they expect to get a prompt reply that'll allow the process to move forward.
It's not that big of a problem. It's a self-certification document. It isn't very difficult at all to get it because you're using renewable energy that qualifies you for it.
EcoGreen's proposal includes building a 25-megawatt wind farm and a 4.4-megawatt electricity storage battery system in Delta Junction, along with 11 5-megawatt propane-powered backup generators around Fairbanks and North Pole. It's a complex proposal, Borgeson says, and he adds Golden Valley will get back to work on it when FERC has processed the EcoGreen application.
We will be glad to get back to our work, get back to our models, and get them the numbers. And that could be very quickly.
Those numbers will include the price that Golden Valley would be willing to pay EcoGreen for its electricity. That information would be included as part of the tariff that GVEA would file with FERC's state counterpart, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Kraft says if all goes well, EcoGreen will begin engineering and design work on its so-called hybrid power generation system in the spring. He says the company plans to complete work on the system and begin generating power with it in the fall of next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.